You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China. You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China. I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
To begin.
Yes, welcome to our weekly Thursday feature, State of the States. This morning I spoke with WNYU's Nick Sawhney, our US correspondent, on the spectacle that is US politics and what's going to be happening in the next 12 hours, specifically regarding the former FBI Director James Comey. So he will be presenting a testimony on Trump, Michael Flynn, and the Russian investigation before the Senate Intelligence Committee. So, I mean, the big news of today is that James Comey is about to testify, well, in probably about 12 hours, I'd say, for you. His opening statements have been released in full.
Yes.
And it's almost like a treasure trove of painting Trump in a negative light. I mean, there's a lot of
Absolutely.
Good quotes. I saw a funny quote, but Anthony Zurcher from BBC News said it's like a sneak preview of a blockbuster movie, which is both hilarious and a little bit depressing. So, I mean, what's the gist of it? It looks like Trump is looking to seek Comey's loyalty is what the main point is. What has been covered in this testimony that Comey has released?
Right. So the main thing that Donald Trump essentially said to Comey was he asked what Comey could do to lift the cloud of the investigation about the Trump campaign's ties into Russia. So this is, you know, it's really just kind of confirming what we all thought we already knew pretty much, which is that, you know, Comey and the FBI were definitely looking into the Trump administration about its ties with Russia, about the campaign's ties with Russia. And this is just a confirmation that possibly the reason that Comey was fired was because of the fact that Donald Trump asked him to stop investigating the campaign. And Comey would not stop because they were clearly going somewhere with that. Trump also made what Comey interpreted as a request to end investigation into former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who, you know, Trump essentially just said, let this go about that. You know, there's actually quite a bit about Michael Flynn as well. And yeah, you know, he's going to be tomorrow morning for us, tonight for you all. He's going to appear in before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and you know, this is going to be probably one of the most highly anticipated congressional hearings in decades. You know, normally you don't hear about this congressional hearings until after the hearings if something interesting has happened. But you know, people are, you know, I've heard talk about, you know, morning parties for people to all go watch this testimony early in the morning before work. You know, it's quite a important testimony, and we, you know, maybe something new will come out that we don't know, but maybe it'll also just be a confirmation of the sentiment within the United States that Donald Trump's administration was tied with Russia. And some other things we could see following this are the Senate forming a committee, a special investigation committee specifically to look into Donald Trump and Russia is something that a lot of people have been talking about. And if Comey points in a direction which shows that might be something that can happen, then we can possibly see that happening. However, it's important to note that in a Republican-controlled Congress, we don't know if real change is really going to come from this. Because if the Republicans in Congress still think that Donald Trump is going to be someone who can help them with their agendas and their constituents, even if something comes out that he did some pretty sketchy things and some very dangerous things, if it's not good for their political careers, we still might not see a formal investigation of Donald Trump. It really depends on the Republicans in Congress right now.
I mean, it does look like Trump has been doing a little bit of bullying with Comey. I mean, there are some of the quotes that are in his testimony are just quite kind of disturbing. It's like, especially on Michael Flynn, it's like, when the door by the grandfather clock closed and we were alone, the president began by saying, I want to talk about Mike Flynn. And then he said, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go. It sounds like, is this indicative of Trump's, the way that he deals with his relationships? Like he just sounds like he's trying to butter people up and pressure people into doing things.
Yeah, you know, the main criticism, which has become very apparent recently of Donald Trump, is he thinks that he can run America like he ran his company, where you he kind of thinks that running a country is all about, you know, going up to, like, just forming specific relations with people in a way that's just like, oh, look at this, can be profitable to both of us. And just kind of treating it like business deals. But, you know, he fails to understand profound differences between running a country and running a company, and that there's more at stake than your own personal wealth when you're running a country compared to running a company. And, you know, I think it's also quite indicative of the fact, you know, when he goes up to these people, another thing he said to Comey is he just said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, right? These are things that further, I think, what we were talking about last week, where Donald Trump seems to be very alone. And so he's grasping and trying to get anyone on his side that he can.
So in terms of how Trump is going to, I mean, how he's going to present his defense tomorrow in the testimony, I mean, people saying it's going to be very much a he said situation. There are definitely contradictions in what Trump has been saying and what Comey's testimony says. Who here has more credibility?
I think both to the Senate Intelligence Committee and to the American public, Comey has more credibility here, just because he was fired suspiciously. He offered to testify a long time ago, and, you know, Congress wasn't too keen on it, and then now he's finally testifying. And so a lot of us, like, we're interested to hear what he has to say, because we think he's more credible than Donald Trump. That being said, the president hasn't had to testify under oath recently to anything regarding his campaign or anything like that. So if they find a reason to get the president to testify under oath, people will be very interested to see what he has to say, because there's kind of a higher bar of truth when you're testifying under oath. However, once again, there's no way to know whether it is very, very likely to become a he said, she said situation. Though I do hope that Comey presents evidence for the things that he's saying that are believable to both Congress and the American public.
So it's definitely being very hyped. Do you think it's worth all of this hype for tomorrow? Do you think the outcome of tomorrow is actually going to have much of an effect?
I think tomorrow specifically, probably not. It's gotten to the point where every new article about Trump and Russia doesn't seem to add anything new except for, oh, look, more evidence that he was connected to Russia, which everyone pretty much believes already. However, tomorrow is important because, like I said earlier, like the decisions that the Senate Intelligence Committee and Congress as a whole makes, that's really what we're counting on to really change things if change is necessary, which I think a lot of people believe it is. I don't think that the American public, unless Comey comes out with some very, very, you know, dramatic and very, very indicting evidence against Donald Trump, I don't think that people are going to, you know, people already believe that Donald Trump has been connected with Russia. I don't think that this is going to cause a huge effect there. I think more of the effects we're going to see of this are long-term what Congress decides to do.
I saw the former director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper. He's referred to this whole overarching Russia collusion story as worse than Watergate. He said it pales in comparison. Do you agree with this? I mean, Watergate was enough to have Nixon impeached. Is this worse than Watergate? And if it is, why is it? I mean, why is Trump still safely sitting in the White House?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I think in a vacuum on its own, this, you know, it depends on what's more important to a person, you know, lying to the American people or betraying the American people to a different country, right? That's the two major major differences here. However, I think it's important that to know that, like, when Nixon was getting impeached, it wasn't like something that hit in one night and then everyone freaked out about it and then he was impeached. It was very similar to this, like a slow burn of different more pieces of evidence coming out until suddenly the government, this, like, the Senate decided to impeach him. I think the difference, though, was at that time with Nixon, even though in theory this is worse than Watergate, at that time both Nixon's own party and the opposing party were on in favor of impeaching him. It was very bipartisan because they felt like the American people had lied to them. However, as if Nixon had directly lied to them. However, in this case, the Senate and House of Representatives, Republicans are still able to get political benefits from Donald Trump. They're able to pass laws that they want to get passed. And so they're not very keen to impeach him, even if that's what he deserves. So whether or not it's worse than Watergate, it's really more about whether or not our legislative system is going to step up and take action if evidence comes out that totally indicts Donald Trump.
Excuse me. I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.